there were two protests in Khartoum, one of them by Khartoum University, when they went to the vice chancellor's office to see the update on the closure of the university. Police came and fired tear gas and dispersed them. So they clashed with the police. And the other protest was in Sudan University in south of Khartoum, when students tried to take to the streets from the university. Riot police fired tear gas and security forces detained a number of them. But the biggest thing is when riot police jumped over the fence and fired tear gas in female students' dormitories in an attempt to evacuate them from the dormitory and force them to leave. At around afternoon, families of the detainees and activists went outside security headquarters to protest over their detention. So before they start their sit-in, security forces came and dispersed them and detained even some of the families who came in solidarity with the detainees. So Khartoum has seen a very busy day today.
So what you're saying is the police forced the students out of the dormitory, the women out of the dormitory, whether or not they knew they were taking part in these protests?
Actually, the vice chancellors of Khartoum University issued a decree partially closing the university. So they ordered the students to leave the dormitories because they said that the year has finished and all the students should go back to their houses and relatives. So the students refused to leave because some of them are from other states of Sudan, so it's difficult for them to leave. So they were expecting riot police to come and force them to leave, but they said they don't have any place. So the police came, and before they negotiate or talk with the students, they just started firing tear gas and forced them to leave.
I saw in the Sudan Tribune and elsewhere that before these protests can even get large, that a lot of the people are being detained, as you have been describing. But in one report, it said that some of the protests were as large as 2,000 people. Have you seen that yourself?
No. Like, the biggest protests always happen on Fridays after Friday prayers. And the protests haven't yet reached the number of thousands in Khartoum. Like, there were only 600, 400, but some of the activists exaggerate on the number of the protesters to gain more media attention on these protests. But there were no injuries or detentions.
Have these protests, as far as you have seen, continued each day since they began over a month ago?
In the last 2 weeks, the protests happen only on Fridays, and even when they happen during the day, they are small, only dozens of people. But they have gotten less, and less people are participating in the weekdays. But on Fridays, the number of protesters are becoming bigger and bigger.